The 2011 tornado damaged or destroyed half of the Joplin School District's 20 buildings, including the high school, 3 elementary sites, and a middle school. Construction should be complete on all facilities by August, but a shiny Irving Elementary opened its doors in January. Everything about the building is clean, fresh, and new, and the centrally located gymnasium is the star of the show. Principal Nyla Vance is proud to say it doubles as a reinforced storm shelter.
The great thing about the storm shelters is they don't look like storm shelters. They look like places that we use every day, and we do use them every day.
The shelter is a place for fun and childhood games, but Jason Cravens, Executive Director of Secondary Education, says he's confident the structure will also save lives.
It is a hardened structure that should be resistant to weather incidents, up to 250 miles per hour. It even says missile resistant on the sign. So that gives you a little a sense of comfort for the quality of the construction.
Joplin's tornado hit on a Sunday, so students weren't at school, but the storm was a huge wake-up call. With the exception of a few basements, the city schools didn't have storm shelters. But Craven says taking cover in hallways is no longer a viable option.
Post-tornado, when we walked the damaged schools, looked at the hallways, we realized, hey, this is not a safe place for students, just even by debris and vending machines being thrown down hallways.
During reconstruction, the district applied for FEMA grants that would pay 75% of a storm shelter's costs. Cravens oversaw the installation of a shelter in every school. The general capacity of each gymnasium shelter is around 1,000 to 1,500 students. Once the high school is complete later this summer, it will hold 2,500 people. In the Moore tornado, parents rushed to pick up their kids from school before the storm hit. But Craven says Joplin structures are safe havens for not only students, but also parents.
Now school is a safe place, so we would anticipate parents wanting to, rather than pick their child up and leave, wanting to stay with their child within the storm shelter if it were timed around the time of end of school.
If storms are predicted and parents insist on taking their kids out of school, Principal Vance says Joplin is prepared to allow that request.
Parents can come and pick up their children through a checkout center where we keep really close documentation of who has taken the child, what time they were taken, and by who.
A class of ANSI kindergartners anxiously awaits snack time in the classroom. Irving Elementary is unique for reasons beyond its state-of-the-art storm shelters. The building features warm lighting, spacious rooms, and bright colors of red, green, and blue, a design created by students, teachers, and parents. Again, Principal Vance.
Our kids said, we don't want square windows. We want circles and triangles and rectangles.
Fourth grade teacher Kathy Nicodemus says the creative environment and storm shelter in disguise have put students at ease.
If anything, they feel so much more comfortable that now they're able to help maybe the younger students so that they can learn and not worry.
For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Gail Banzett Ellis.